Hi, I'm Francine Michaud. Every week at this time, Chris takes a look at the calendar of events and what's going on around Connecticut. Today's program is made possible by a generous grant from the George A. and Grace L. Long Foundation. I'll begin with an article from the Time Out section of the Journal Inquirer for January 18th. Here's what's in the spotlight. The Poetry of Frost. The Historical Society of Glastonbury will sponsor the program Frost Season, The Poetry of Robert Frost in Story and Song on Tuesday, January 23rd at 7:30 p.m. at the First Church Congregational, 2183 Main Street in Glastonbury. This is the first of four free presentations that the Historical Society will sponsor throughout the year. In Frost Season, Connecticut State historian Walt Woodward and the musical group Band of Steady Habits will present an occasion to enjoy the works of American poet Robert Frost, paired with songs that reflect and amplify the power of New England's beloved poet. Frost was a four-time Pulitzer Prize winner for volumes of his poetry. Walter Woodward is a former hit songwriter and is now an associate professor of history at the University of Connecticut and an award-winning author of books about New England history. He is a longtime admirer of Frost. Woodward and his musical partners Rachel Smith, Tegan Smith, Jeremy Teitelbaum, Rick Spencer, and Duke York will present a tribute to Frost, a lecture, love story, poetry reading, and song pairing all in one. The presentation is free. Parking is at the rear of the church. Come in the bottom rear door or the side door facing the driveway. For more information, call 860-633-6890 or visit the website hsgct.org. Jazz Brunch at the Wadsworth. A jazz brunch with the Survivors Swing Four will be held on Sunday, January 21st at 10:30 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. at the Wadsworth Athenaeum, Untitled 2017, Cafe 600, Main Street, Hartford. After the brunch, explore the galleries on your own or take a tour with a docent. Tickets range from $28 to $38 and include museum admission, jazz, brunch, and one Bloody Mary or mimosa. Tickets are available online only at thewadsworth.org/event/jazz-brunch-survivors-swing-4. Show and Tell. The Windsor Locks Public Library History Group invites the community to help kick off the new season with its Show and Tell program. Bring an item of historical interest or a story about your family to share, or just come to enjoy the items and tales brought by others. Group members will display some of their items as well. The Show and Tell takes place on Tuesday, January 23rd at 7 p.m. in the Windsor Locks Library Community Room, 28 Main Street. For more information, call Bill Fournier, Library History Group Facilitator, at 860-805-7976 or email sabill.fournier@gmail.com. A Festiva Tea. Enjoy tea and sweet and savory treats at Arts Center East, Third's Fashion and Festivity Fundraiser on Saturday, January 20th from 2 to 4. Snow date is Sunday, January 21st, same time at the Arts Center, 709 Hartford Turnpike in Vernon. Festivities will include a fashion show emceed by Project Runway model Christina Palavra, door prizes, and the opportunity to purchase original art created by Arts Center East's artist members. Ticket donation is $25. All proceeds benefit Arts Center East programs. No tickets will be available at the door. For more information, call 860-871-8222 or register online at www.artscentereast.org. Board games for adults. The Silk City Board Game Group, hosted by the Manchester Public Library, will meet on Saturday, January 20th from noon to 4:30 p.m. in the Howroyd Program Room at the library at 586 Main Street. Learn to play Sid Meier's Civilization, A New Dawn, Through the Desert, Azul, and Sagrada. The game library will also be available. No need to bring any with you. This program is offered in partnership with The Time Machine. No registration is required for this free program. For more information, call Jen Bartlett at 860-643-2471. Email her at jbartlett@manchesterct.gov or go to library.townofmanchester.org. A celebration of Martin Luther King Jr. The Ottorino Center for the Arts and the University of St. Joseph's Diversity Committee welcome all to celebrate and remember the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on Monday, January 22nd from 7 to 9 p.m. in the Hoffman Auditorium at Bryant Athenaeum, University of St. Joseph, 1678 Asylum Avenue in West Hartford. Through music, movement, and spoken word performances by members of the USJ and local communities, the celebration will give thanks for King's work to advance justice and peace. The featured speaker will be Abdul Rahman I. Muhammad of My People's Clinical Services and the Dream Support Network. Music will be provided by Abu Carter Sr. and Blue Jays in Spirit. The USJ Dance Ensemble will perform, and the spoken word will come from Jody Ann Bryan and the USJ Dreamcatcher contest winner. Registration is requested. Go to http://bit.do/USJMLK2018. RV and Camping Show Parks at Convention Center this weekend by J.I. Staff. Hartford. The Northeast RV and Camping Show 2018 comes to the Connecticut Convention Center in downtown Hartford Friday, January 19th through Sunday, January 21st. The show will feature more than 140,000 square feet of the latest in recreation vehicles, travel trailers, pop-up campers, camping supplies, accessories, campgrounds, and travel information centers. Show organizer Northeast Productions says the Northeast RV and Camping Show is the ideal place for camping families who are looking to purchase their first RV or looking to upgrade their current RV, or for the veteran camper to explore new camping adventures. Dozens of on-site campground information centers will have literature and information about premier family campgrounds throughout Connecticut and beyond. Booths will have representatives from campgrounds, RV dealers, products and services, and camping associations such as the Connecticut Campground Owners Association, which will be available to help attendees make good, informed decisions about how to make their camping trips more enjoyable. Show hours are Friday till 9 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Seminars will cover the basics and beyond and will be held at various times both days. The seminar topics, springtime checklist, all the things we need to check to put our coach back into use after a northeast winter. Presenter Randall Murray. Travel trail buying tips. What is it? How does it work? Do I need it? Presenter Randall Murray. Introduction to RVs and the RV lifestyle, the RV industry, RV makes and models, and RV lifestyle, including campgrounds, websites, and educational information to enhance using an RV. Presenter Bob Zagami, Executive Director of the New England RV Dealers Association. Tickets are adults $12, children 14 and younger free, cash only. A $1 internet discount coupon can be downloaded at the website. For information, visit the website ctrvshow.com. The Convention Center Exhibit Hall is at 100 Columbus Boulevard. Hartford Home Show at XL Center, Saturday and Sunday, by JI Staff. Hartford, home improvement ideas for inside and out will be presented at the Hartford Home Show this weekend at the XL Center, 1 Civic Center Plaza in downtown Hartford. Show hours are Saturday, January 20th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday, January 21st from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. The home show's goal is to inspire, motivate, and excite homeowners for a home improvement project, whether it's a minor renovation or a major remodel. Show events will feature a wide selection of home improvement professionals in a fun, interactive environment, providing inspiration and motivation to start planning with confidence. Home show events are designed for homeowners who are in all stages of remodeling, landscaping, and decorating their homes. Each event includes home improvement and remodeling exhibits with product demonstrations and sample interior and exterior vignettes. Many of the exhibitors go to great lengths to provide visual interactive experiences designed to stimulate creativity and dreams for home improvement plans. Plus, many exhibitors offer special, show-only, deep discounts. Attend the home show to shop, compare, and save. Ask exhibitors for show specials. Save time by meeting a wide range of companies under one roof. Discover new ideas and interesting products for your home. Find the best resources in home improvement, landscaping, and design services. Meet face-to-face and get a feel before you hire. Get expert advice and learn from the pros. Get inspired and excited about your home and the countless possibilities. Admission is free. For more information, visit the website homeshowhartford.com. It's Midwinter Mischief at Old Sturbridge, by JI Staff. Sturbridge, Mass. Old Sturbridge Village will see the return of Midwinter Mischief, a theatrical experience that is an innovative new way to experience New England's premier living history museum. Visitors are asked to imagine the tale of a Yankee peddler passing through the village who decides to settle in at the Bullard Tavern on a cold winter's night. There, the peddler spends every dollar he has on food and drink, racking up a tab far beyond his means. After being confronted over his debt, the peddler fills his cup with ashes from the hearth and promises the tavern owner that he will return with a cup overflowing with gold. From the Bullard Tavern, costumed storytellers, artisans, and villagers will entice tavern guests to wander deep into the village, where they will find evidence of the peddler's adventures and schemes. Small groups of guests will embark every 20 minutes on a 1¾-hour journey through the village, where they will encounter villagers and tradespeople as they learn about the trials and tribulations of winter life in 1830s New England. Admission to Midwinter Mischief includes the outdoor-indoor experience and a period-inspired meal in the village's Bullard Tavern, where guests will enjoy live music, demonstrations, and a cash bar featuring hot beverages and 1830s-inspired libations. Each day, the first experience departs the Bullard Tavern at 9 a.m. and the last at 3 p.m. Midwinter Mischief takes place Saturday and Sunday, January 20th through the 21st, and 27th and 28th, and February 3rd and 4th, and 10th and 11th. Old Sturbridge Village will be closed for regular daytime visits on Midwinter Mischief weekends. The cost is $30 for adults and $20 for youths ages 5 to 17. Tickets are time-specific and must be purchased in advance online at www.osv.org. Flower Show Coming to Hartford, February 22nd, by J.I. Staff. Hartford, the 37th Annual Connecticut Flower and Garden Show, will be at the Connecticut Convention Center, 100 Columbus Boulevard, Thursday, February 22nd, through Sunday, February 25th. This is one of the largest and most prestigious flower shows in New England. The colorful, fragrant show will cover almost 3 acres with the 2018 theme of Breath of Spring, with creative and practical ideas for home, apartment, and condo dwellers. Highlights will include more than an acre of gardens in full bloom that were created by professional landscape designers and nonprofit organizations, a butterfly encounter interactive walkthrough exhibit of live butterflies, the Federated Garden Clubs of Connecticut's 2018 Advanced Standard Flower Show, and more than 300 booths. Bring a half cup of soil to the Yukon Co-op booth for free soil testing. Near-Death Experience Retreat by J.I. Staff. Stores. Dr. Matthew Rader, M.D., will share his findings about the near-death experience and how it relates to meditation and spiritual awakening at a retreat on Saturday, January 20th, from 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the Friends Meeting House, 57 Hunting Lodge Road. Near-death experiences have opened a field of study that awakens our human potential to experience ourselves as consciousness. Rader will cover the latest medical research and discuss a simple natural method of connecting to the inner light. The retreat will include short meditation sittings and vegetarian lunch. The retreat is sponsored by Science of Spirituality, and admission is free. Wine, Jazz, and Song Return Saturday by J.I. Staff. Farmington. Concora's Friends of Bach hosts the 16th edition of Wine, Jazz, and Song on Saturday, January 20th from 6 to 9 p.m. in Porter Memorial Hall, 75 Main Street. Snow date is Sunday, January 21st. The Sir William Trio and vocalists from Concora, Connecticut choral artists, will offer interpretations of jazz standards, selections from the American Songbook, and more. Led by bassist William Stillinger, the Sir William Trio also comprises James Argyro on piano and Leviu Pop on drums. The featured vocalists, Sally Jo Borden, Kenneth Downs, and Jermaine Woodard Jr., will give compelling crossover performances of jazz standards, blues, and Broadway classics. Attendees will also enjoy fine wines, hors d'oeuvres, a silent wine auction, write-your-own song dedications, and perhaps even a spin around the dance floor, all in a casually elegant atmosphere. This midwinter festivity is hosted by Concora's Friends of Bach in support of Concora's annual performance of music by J.S. Bach on March 25th. Tickets are $50 per person. To make a reservation, call the Concora office at 860-293-0567 or visit the website eventbrite.com/e/wine-jazz-song-tickets-36912091058. For more information, visit the website Concora, Concora.org. Appalachian Roots Music at Northwest Park by Jazz Staff, Windsor. The Friends of Northwest Park continue their live music series with Nora Jane Struthers and Party Line on Saturday, January 20th at 7:30 p.m. at the Northwest Park Nature Center. Nora Jane Struthers and the Party Line are a traveling carnival of Appalachian roots rock. The Nashville-based quintet perform Struthers' original story songs with tight three-part harmonies, fiddle, clawhammer, banjo, acoustic guitar, bass, and drums. Struthers' songs are as steeped in American history and as well-crafted as the beautiful vintage dresses she wears on stage. The Nature Center is smoke-free and accessible to the handicapped. Tickets are $20. For more information and reservations, call 860-285-1886 or visit the website northwestpark.org. Husband and wife team add Greek favorites to Italian menu by Suzanne McLaughlin. Enfield, Nikki and Tony Marangudakis have run Rinaldi's Italian Specialties at 17 Enfield Street for the past 14 years. Tony said all the food that he and his wife make comes from the heart. The restaurant is open 7 days a week, and the husband and wife, who are immigrants from Greece, are there every day. Customers say the food is reliably delicious and the prices are affordable. Tony said customers praise the meatball grinders, the pasta dinners, and the pizza. They also like his wife's Greek food. The restaurant was named Rinaldi's when Tony and Nikki took it over, and they decided to keep the name for continuity. But Nikki also added some Greek dishes to the menu, including patisio, moussaka, and lamb and beef gyros, served on pita bread with lettuce, onions, tomatoes, and tzatziki, a yogurt, cucumber, and garlic sauce. For appetizers, you can order spinach pie, spanakopita, or cheese pie, tiropita, or stuffed grape leaves, dolmades, which are grape leaves stuck with rice and pine nuts simmered in chicken stock. Nikki also makes soups every day. The day we visited the restaurant, she was making chicken noodle, vegetable soup with lima beans, and beef barley soup. A gyro costs $6.59, an 8-inch meatball grinder costs $6.59, and a 16-inch meatball grinder costs $11. A cup of homemade soup is $2.79, and a bowl is $3.95. A spaghetti and meatball dinner served with soup or salad and bread costs $10.25. Cheese or spinach manicotti costs $11.25. Meat or veggie lasagna costs $12.75. Moussaka made with a lamb beef sauce, eggplant, and a pinch of cinnamon costs $13.25. Customers can either carry out or dine in the booths in the front of the restaurant. The restaurant also delivers to customers in surrounding neighborhoods. This place isn't the owner's place, it is the people's place, Tony said. We serve the people. We are giving to the people of this country. He said that in the United States, people don't judge you by how wealthy your father was. They judge you by your actions. To be successful in a struggling economy, he suggests that people need to have a trade or skill. Tony said he got his skills by working in restaurants in the Springfield, East Longmeadow, and Enfield areas, including Pizza Palace in Enfield. His wife's traditional recipes come from Crete, where both Tony and Nikki grew up. The couple has been able to buy their own home, which Tony says is in walking distance from the restaurant. I feed my customers and I feed the deer in my backyard, he said. They try to get back to Crete every 2 years to enjoy the warm weather and the warm ocean temperatures. Rinaldi's Italian Specialties is located at 17 Enfield Street in Enfield. Hours are Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. For information, call 860-745-1534. Or visit the website rinaldisenfield.com. Roast turkey dinner on tap at Coventry Church Saturday by J.I. Staff. Second Congregational Church of Coventry, 1746 Boston Turnpike, is hosting a roasted turkey breast dinner in the community house on Saturday, January 20th. From 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. The cost is $13 for adults, $12 for seniors, $6 for children ages 6 to 8, and free for children younger than 6. Reservations may be made by calling 860-742-1616. Takeout meals are available. Pork dinner at Windsor Locks Legion. Windsor Locks, the American Legion Post of Windsor Locks, will be offering a roast pork dinner on Saturday, January 20th from 6 to 7 p.m. at Memorial Hall, 1 South Main Street. All post and auxiliary members, their families, and friends are invited to attend. Tickets are $12 and may be obtained by calling ticket committee members Rosalie Cohn at 860-623-6102 or Edward Sabatka at 860-623-5407. Tickets will not be sold at the door. Proceeds will be used to promote the Legion's many youth programs. Winter dinner at KFC, Stafford. The Knights of Columbus at Stafford will be sponsoring a winter dinner on Saturday, January 20th at 5 p.m. in the Parish Hall, 27 Church Street, Stafford Springs section. The menu features homemade meatloaf with potatoes and vegetable. Reservations and advance ticket purchase are requested but not required. Tickets cost $12 and may be reserved by calling Joe at 860-684-9438. That's a look at some of the things to do around Connecticut from the pages of the Time Out section of the Journal Inquirer for January 18th. Today's program was made possible by funding from the George A. and Grace L. Long Foundation. If you have a question or need more information on any of the stories I've read, call Chris at 860-727-9579. Or toll-free at 1-800-708-0004. Again, that's 860-727-9579 or toll-free 1-800-708-0004. I'm Francine Michaud. So long for now.